The woman has devised a very ingenious plan to collect tax from the lands that they conquered. They would recruit people from the lands to collect taxes from their own people. The tax collectors would receive a quota, and after a tax collector has met the quota, then he can collect as much as he can. And the Romans will turn the blind eyes. So as you can see, your tax collectors were well despised by his own people because he was a public sinner. He was known. If you want to be a tax collector, you have to be greedy enough. You have to be deceitful enough to extort your own people in cooperation with the Romans. The man we hear of today in the gospel, Zacchaeus, was a chief tax collector. He, as a chief tax collector, was used to live in shame. The shame of being known as a greedy man. The shame of being known as a deceitful man. The shame of being a traitor. He was used to all of that. Now, I want to point out that the difference between guilt and shame is that guilt is the feeling that says to me that I'm doing something wrong, that something is not right. But shame is the state of mind that tells me that because I have done something wrong, I am unlovable. I am unsalvable. Leave me alone in my shame. Zacchaeus was so used to live in shame that to add another couple of shame is nothing. So, as an adult male in those days, you don't run and you don't climb trees. Very undignifying. But Zacchaeus did not care because he was used to living in shame. The Lord Jesus was going to pass through that town on the way to Jerusalem, but he stopped at the tree and looked up and called Zacchaeus by name. In those days, if you call someone by name, you know that person intimately. Jesus had never met Zacchaeus, but Jesus, as the Son of God, knew everything about him. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And yet, the Lord called him by name, Zacchaeus, come down. I must stay at your house today. And this is how God is with each and every one of us. God knows us. God knows the ins and outs of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And yet he calls us each by name so that he can come and stay in our house. Of course, we're talking about our soul. And once the Lord Jesus entered the house of Zacchaeus, he was a changed man because the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, has the power to take our shame away. And so Zacchaeus, once welcoming Jesus into his home, was no longer ashamed. He made a public statement. From here on out, I'm going to give half of my possession to the poor. And those whom I have extorted, which was everyone, those whom I have extorted, I will repay back four times. Zacchaeus was a changed man. He was transformed because his shame was taken away. Now, in my life as a priest, for 31 years, I've been invited to many homes, and most commonly, the people would say, "Father, come on in and have a seat. What you want to drink? We offer you anything you like. Here's the kitchen. There's the dining room. Sit down." And they mean to say, "We've cleaned the living room, we've cleaned the kitchen, we've cleaned the dining room. Now don't go anywhere else, because it's a mess everywhere else." But that's not the way the Lord Jesus is when we invite him into our soul. When he enters our house and we say to him, "Sit down, we'll get you a tea," the Lord Jesus will not be satisfied with being limited to the living room or the kitchen or the dining room. When he enters our house, he would look around and say, "What about that closet?" He would say, "Take me to the attic. Take me back to the garage. I am here and I want to clean up your house." And if we let him, pretty soon he will say, "Now give me the deed to your house. I want it all. I want to own you." And this is one of the reasons why we do not welcome Jesus into our house, because we are afraid. We would welcome him into our living room, dining room, kitchen, but we won't let him go anywhere else. We know that when he enters our house, he will change us. He will take our shame away and transform us. I know of a pharmacist who went to a retreat. She welcomed Jesus into her soul. She came home the next day. She had to quit her job, because before welcoming Jesus into her house, she used to, as a pharmacist, give out abortive or contraceptive pills. She had no qualms before, but after Jesus entered her house, she could no longer do so. She was transformed. I knew of a young man who, many young men actually, throughout the years, who were living with his girlfriend in sin, having sex outside of marriage, gone to a retreat, come home and say to his girlfriend, "I've got to move out. I cannot live like this anymore, because Jesus has taken my shame away." I know of parents lately, more and more, and I'm glad that it is so. Many parents who have discussed the situation with one another and say, "Wife, you've got to quit your lucrative job and stay home and start homeschooling the kids. Because Jesus entered their home and they were changed. Their priority was switched." You see, this is what we are afraid of. This is why we do not invite Jesus into our house, because we do not want the changes. We want to hold on to whatever it was that we were doing. We have become comfortable living in our shame. And so today, my brothers and sisters, at this Holy Eucharist, the Lord Jesus the one who has the power to take our shame away is calling us each by name. I know you, the good, the bad, the ugly, I know them all. Yet, let me come to your house today. What say you?